This is Channel One Right and beginning of the visit, Miss Daisy. This Tuesday morning, 23rd of March, 1979. Channel One Right and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This long, beautiful visit, Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971. This is Channel One Right, beginning of Channel One Right, and the visit, with beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971. Channel One Right. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971. Channel One Right. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 23rd of March, 1971.
We'll stick this in here for you. Now, there you are. Just like that. You planted those bachelor buttons last week. I don't know whether the seeds is any good or not, but I bought them and I put them in the ground. See, my granddaughter is selling them for the school.
Oh.
And I bought them.
Well, you almost had to buy them, didn't you?
No.
When they start selling things for the school, you almost have to buy.
That's right.
From them.
That's right. And then they have children selling them for the school.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to, I do, encourage them much as I can so they'll learn to do something, learn to work, be willing. She was selling candy here last year.
Oh?
She said, Grandma, you want to buy some candy? I said, no, ma'am, I don't want no candy. I don't want no. Well, why not? I said, I just don't want it. But I bought it.
But you bought it?
I bought a box.
Well, I knew you would. And I'll bet it was good, too.
Yes, it's good candy. But I don't need a whole box of candy. But I buy from them all the time.
Well, that encourages them to do something. I'm out of orange juice this morning.
You say it.
Got that juice though.
Well, this is good. I like tomato juice.
I do too.
All right. Ben, he don't like it.
No.
So I drank it all myself.
I wish I had a lot of vegetables out in the garden. I get hungry for fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm. So they're so much better when you go to the garden and get them right fresh.
Yeah.
I think say, it's all right what you buy, but it's not like going out in my garden getting them.
Are these little hook-neck squash very, very hard to grow?
No, I don't think. I think all squash is easy to grow. Don't take so much wood from them. Well, you see, they'll grow and they'll soon get to where you can't wake them. Them vines, you see, run all over everything. Soon get to where you can't work. I like squash.
I do too.
I like squash.
Now greens and collards are not hard to grow, are they?
No.
Do you have to work them?
You have to work them. Some, but they're not hard to grow. James brought me some collards here. It must have been about 3 or 4 weeks of growth. We used to grow them in Georgia.
Oh.
They grew up this high.
How high? About 3. They
grew up this high.
Well, that's about 3 feet.
Mm-hmm. And, then they fold a little head in the top, like a cabbage. All them things have leaves on them, large in my hand. So he brought me some one day. He got them from down there somewhere. I said, buddy, I said, where did you get these collards? He said, I got them down the road there. I said, now this is the kind we used to grow at home. For the winter. Well, you see, we grow them in the spring. In the fall, we clean off a bed and put them in there, in that bed, in a pen, and then we spread some over. Keep them green and fresh all the winter.
You mean you could go out and cut them and eat them all the winter long?
Yes, ma'am. You got them. If you wanted to cut one, cut it. If you didn't, just crack it. Crack the leaves off.
Oh.
And this is good. I asked him the other day. I said, well, buddy, you ain't gonna bring me no more Georgia collards? He said, I ain't got no more. Can't get no more. But he said, if a man from Georgia grows them down here somewhere, and it comes transfer trucks and he ships them back up there. So he happened to get there, down there, the day he was cutting them and shipping them. I think he said to 3 of them and said he'd give all of them a mess of 3 heads, and 3 heads of milk for, I don't know what. I cooked 2 heads of them and split 1 head. I just cooked half of them that time. But that was enough for all of our dinner.
All
of them. Then, after a while, I cooked the others and beat them all.
Yeah.
Had no more. I don't guess I get any more this year.
Well, now, looks like you can't grow that kind of collard down here.
And he says a man down the road here somewhere is growing them. He go to Georgia, so James says. And he buys seeds up there. Well, it bring them seeds in and plant them just like you do a cabbage bed. Just like you plant cabbage bed. Well, when the morning, when they get up, where, you know, they pull them in about that. Well, then you put them in rows. Set them up. What?
So it's, you treat that kind of collard very much like cabbage?
Yes. Well, it's just about like the other cabbage, the other collards. You work them, you plant them, set them up, fertilize them. Mm-hmm. But they just, it's just a different kind.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you grown that sort?
I have grown it when I was at home. I grew it.
Okay.
But I ain't had none of the seeds since I've been here. I didn't know where to get them.
Oh, you mean all the time you've been down in Florida, you haven't had any
of
those seeds?
No, sir, I haven't had none of them seeds. I had one mess of the collards. Two. James found some down here somewhere. What a man was growing down. I think he said that man had 6 acres of them.
Oh, man.
But you see, he knowed what he was doing when he was putting them out. He was looking for his money back. James said he has a truck, a big transfer truck, come from Georgia here, spend time to get them, and they cut them and stack them in that truck. They see, they cut them and bunch them. Mm-hmm. Got these little old rubber bands and bunch them.
Uh-huh.
And he stack them on that truck and they came back to Georgia. So James happened to get on there one day when he was cutting, and he gave him a mess. He said the three of them there, I don't know where the other two was working or what, but James just happened to go there, because he just goes everywhere. He got a mess.
Well, now James, I've seen James has run across a lot of things, and he puts the word around. There's a farm down there that had a tomatoes one year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it must have been 10 acres of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well, when they quit picking, they let people go in there and
go
pick them.
Go in there and get them. Get what they leave. James used to bring them. He'd go down there sometime, wherever it's at. Sometimes he'd bring us a bean basket full. They're nice, great, big, nice tomatoes.
Well, this place I know is just down past McIntosh.
Uh-huh. This is on the other side of McIntosh somewhere.
Yeah.
Down there. I don't know just where.
You know, if there's any way of sort of keeping in touch with James, you know, if you run into him sort of regular and say, well, now, James, what are you... But I don't know how to run into that, Miss Daisy.
Nobody else, it's just accident. He been gone from home early this morning. Sometimes he leave home about 6. But before he go to work, he'll come back. After all of them leave, then he comes back and check the fire, the house, and things. Then he shut it up and he go. He's gone then.
He gets away from the house at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, well, you see, Mr. Mars, he hauls wood and he hauls trash. And he can somebody somewhere. And some of them, he got to camp early to get a chance to get the rest in between.
Yes.
So like I was at the stove here the other day, and I said, I bought something down there. I told my friend, I said, nah, you give it to James and let him bring it. he says, Daisy, he says, James. I said, well, I just can't catch him. He's gone so soon, I can't think to tell him. I say, and at night, sometime he comes in so late I don't see him. I said, but you gonna see him. He said, yeah, Daisy. Say, I guess I'll see him. He said, well, I'll tell you the truth. James don't have time to fool with you. Time James get through with Anna Gibson and all these others around him, he can't think.
But he always comes back and checks on the house.
Check on that house.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, if he's home today, he come in about 7:30 or 8. If he was last night. But Buddy gonna come back. It's getting time for him to come check on the house.
Samuel worked last night?
Yes. Yeah, I think he's been working every night since last Tuesday or Wednesday night. He working the night. He don't work that day. I told him this morning when he come in. I said, you worked last night? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, you making hard tracks now? He said, yes. He's looking for his brother, Thursday, from Norfolk, Virginia. He ain't been here 4 or 5 years.
Now, who's that, David? What's his name?
What's coming?
Uh-huh.
That's Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. The second boy that's living. Boy, that's evil. He's got a wife, 3 children, 2 girls, and 1 boy. We ain't ever seen the boy. So he called Elizabeth one night last week and told her he'd be here Thursday of this week. So he said, I just got to thinking about Mama. So she stays on my mind all the time. She must be sick, is she? Elizabeth told him no. Said, well, I'll be down that Thursday to see for myself. Said, I'm not going to bring Lillian. That's his wife. Said, Lillian says, if you go, I'm going. Say, you going home, I'm going home too.
That'd be nice. Now,
you bring him up here or tell us, we'll come down there and see him. Mm-hmm. Maybe he comes. If he come, but he tells us that every year. I don't know how many years we've been telling him. Then just for time for him to get here, he'll call again. My money's short. I couldn't make it.
Well, it takes money to make them trips.
That's right. And then, well, you got a family. You got to make arrangements for them. You got to get ready before you can go.
Samuel, know what you meant when you said that?
What?
He's making hard tracks these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he know. For a long time, though, he didn't make no tracks. around there playing basketball, football, or some kind of ball. But when he started to wake up there on that job, he's been sticking right to it. Yes, he got it itself. You know, some folks don't like to be helped. They like to help themselves. Don't like for you to give them nothing to do. He's that kind.
Oh, is he?
He won't get his job himself.
Oh.
Elizabeth once told him, said, Sammy, you need to go to work. I'm going to get you a job so you can go to work. He told him, you don't have to get me no job. I'll get ready for a job I'll get myself.
Yeah.
So he done just that. And he's been there now a long time. Look like he enjoys it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what, if he got to go to work 10 o'clock night, don't nobody have to call him. If he got to go to work 5 o'clock in the morning, don't nobody have to call him. He get up and get ready and get out. He was fixing to fix his breakfast while ago. Come up to the house. Ain't that pretty, Mr. Miles? You won't say nothing about it, so I'll talk about it. What is that?
That's Miss Boyle's Black Locust.
Hmm?
That's Miss Boyle's Black Locust.
Yes, sir. Well, ain't it pretty? And you know, I never seen it blooming until we was coming up out there.
Yeah.
I'd have to beg from you, little one.
Oh, you don't have to beg. They just like your tree down there. You
mm-hmm.
can't get rid of them.
Yes. That's one thing I don't have. A locust tree.
And, you see, they last so long
mm-hmm.
when you don't have one of those downpours.
That's right.
To shatter them.
Mm-hmm. And they is beautiful down there.
Just beautiful.
And they smell good, too, in the
they do.
In the wind.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, I don't know this year. They're coming right along with the orange blossom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they do that every year. I don't remember. I ought to remember things like that, oughtn't I? Miss Daisy, you was talking last time. These people that you've known so many nice people and had somebody, you know, talk to. You know, so much of the talk is you're just on the side and you don't really say much to you. Well, now, one of the biggest talkers, and she's right here in this neighborhood. You never even mentioned her, Miss Liza up there at Jake's.
Talking about Liza Washington?
No.
Who? Talking about Jake's wife? Well, I don't have so much dealings with her.
Oh.
You see, she is a talker. Oh. But the way I see it, her talk don't amount to much. Not with me. Now, some folks, they enjoy talk like that. Now, I'll tell you who talks with us. Anna, Donnie. Her and Anna can talk up some stuff. But I just don't appreciate the conversation. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with what you do. You go on. You do what you want to do. Do it when you want. But it's not my business to make a song of it. If you want it told, tell it yourself. If I happen to know something about you, well, I don't have to broadcast it. Well, that's the most they talk about. What somebody done, or what somebody's doing, or what you didn't do, or what you ought to have done. And I didn't think they'd have done so and so. Well, I don't appreciate that. You know, business thinking about what I'll do.
Well, now, she and Anna talk.
Oh, yes. Talk about yourself, me, and everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, I think if I couldn't talk about something without talking about, you know, what you're doing, something bad, something wrong, well, how do you know all this stuff? Anna sitting in that chair. Lies work every day that she ain't sick.
Oh, she works?
Yes, sir. Every day that she ain't sick. Well, got to go see about some of her sick relatives or something. Lies work every day. Well, how in the world you know some of them? See, both of them got a telephone. They don't have to visit. They visit by phone.
Oh.
I got to go down there and see her, too. Do you know she started breaking out with them things again?
Yeah.
Emma?
Has it been pretty quiet down there?
Oh, yes, sir. I don't hear nothing.
Well, now, whenever it gets noisy down there, Miss
Daisy, you know, I mostly, whenever they get to fussing and going on down there, I just happen to be on the porch and hear a little bit of it. Well, Doris, she'd be out in the yard washing or something. And she heard sometimes the children, she heard them. Grandma, better go down to Miss Carey. So I think they're about to fight. I said, let them fight. I said, if they want to fight, let them help themselves. I said, that's something Grandma will do, visit fights. That just tickles them to death.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Doris said, Mama, did you hear Karen then this morning? She said, well, they went on trouble down there this morning. I said, where was you? She said, I was in the kitchen cooking breakfast when I first heard it. I said, then I come out to feed the chickens, come out to do something. And said, then I heard no. I was talking about beating them all. I said, let him beat them. She said, let him beat them. I said, if he beat Emma, that's his sister. He beat him. I said, if he beat Carrie, that's his mom. He beat him. I said, I don't think he should beat her. I said, but I think a good beating would help her. So.
Well, they've all got a voice like a pipe organ. You can hear it a block.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to strain to hear it.
To hear it. You just happen to be out. You hear it.
Why, you could stand there in your door.
Mm-hmm. And hear the word they say.
Not miss a thing.
That's, but I ain't got time to stand there to listen at trash like this. It don't make sense. All of them grown.
Yeah.
And they ought to act like it. But they don't. They don't act like it.
Now, Liza. Now, that's Jake's wife?
Yes, sir. That's Jake's wife.
Yes. And you don't run into her much?
No, sir. I see her at church. I never had my foot in her house in my life.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I see her at church. We talk at church.
Oh, do you?
But we don't visit. She comes down there to visit them, oh, once or twice a week.
Yeah.
If Anna has to go to the doctor or go anywhere, they'll come and take her. Care where she won't go, sometimes they come and take her and just care a ride somewhere. They're big friends.
That's Liza Brown.
Hmm? That's Liza. Jake's wife.
Yeah.
Jake's wife and Anna.
Yeah.
You don't like Carol to go with them.
Yeah.
She talks about it. She said that they cared. Anna, since she played it, they didn't care me. I said, they didn't want you. I said, they didn't want you. Well, they don't. Well, if they care Anna somewhere, well, Anna go there, and she'll go home. Well, home. Well, if you start carrying somewhere, well, then if she got Anna dying, that tells me she won't go by the bar. Won't you care her by the bar? Well. Everybody don't go by the bar. If they go, they ain't going for you. When they get ready to go, they go for themselves. But they ain't gonna care you. I told one time, she's talking about that one. I said, well, I expect care of one reason they don't care. You don't know where you wanna go. You think you wanna go. Sitting this place before you leave your home. I said, but after you get ride, you want to ride right up to the bar. I said, they ain't ready to go there.
You tell her that?
Yeah, I tell her that. I said, that carries something else. And they ain't ever happy.
No.
Every night I don't go there and no more night. I don't like arguments. They'll do it. They'll get in one. Carol says something Anna don't like. And here they go. Anna says something Carol don't like. And it wasn't like that. It was so and so and so and so.
Anna takes after her mama.
Hmm? Says she just like her mama. That's as sure as you said it. It's three of a kind down there. Carol and Arthur. All of them. Ain't none of them, you know, just right. Me and Bessie talked about it when Anna come. Yeah, we told before she come. And Bessie told me Anna was coming. And David Carey. Right. I said, well, maybe Anna can get Carey to behave better than Liza did. Bessie said, yes, it'll be much better. You got to talk to her. I said, Bessie, I said, he made a mistake. I said, Anna and a bit Ben Carey. In a way. I said, now you know really well it's no sense of what brought it up. I think Arthur went to the store to get something, gas or something like that. Fred called Emma and asked her must he let him have it. She told him no. Don't let him have nothing. All right. Arthur got mad and he come home and he raised Sam. He talked about beating him. Oh, they had a mess down there. But he didn't hit her. They say he didn't hit her. I said, Bessie, I said, just the same as it was when Liza was here. I said, now you know good and well, it don't make sense for them to owe 50 and 60 and 60 odd dollars down there for groceries. I said, and all of them getting a check. I said, why did they put so much? I put so much of mine, you put so much of yours. Well, we ought to be able, if that, to buy groceries cash. Just for three. Well, they say Arthur won't give them nothing on the grocery bill. Can't get nothing out of care on the grocery bill. Well, they'll tell me that one time. Then another time, they get to talk, well, Arthur gives so much and so much. Oh, my gosh. I made Carrie give so much and so much. Well, if you don't help me but any time, you hold. Count what I do. But I just don't see no sense in them. On that much. Just got bubble from her. Fred have cut them off more than one time. They owe so much, and they just couldn't pay it. Well, that's not so. And Fred know it ain't so, too. Fred know they could do better if they would. He know they get a check. He know what they get. I don't know what they get. None of them, but I just know they said to get a check. Here one time, he cut Carrie off. She may be off now. She couldn't get a box of matches down there. Anna told him, well, they told me, Anna and Arthur told him. Carrie told me for one. To don't let Carrie have nothing unless she brought a note or unless one of them was with her. That month, her cigarette bill was $15 just for cigarettes. I think the bill that month went up to $70. All right. Now, Carrie can't go there and get nothing. She tell me, I'm an old woman, but I have to be handled like I'm a child. As a girl, the Bible said once a man and twice a child. I guess she's going back. She said, I ain't talking about that. Said Fred, he won't let me have nothing unless Emma or Arthur give me a note. And they put on that note just how much to let me have and just what to let me out the little car. I said, well, I see there's something wrong some way or another. On a bad management or something. All right. She didn't get nothing. So, that's their business. But it's poor business in my book. It's poor business. The only time I hope that I can attend to my students at D.C. when I'm sick. No. And the thing that shows to me, we were talking about it the other day. So I said to Beth, I said, well, did they finish paying for lives of children? She said, no. Said they traced. They owes $150. I said, now how are these lives of what? I said, lives of less money to bury her body when she died. I said, she made it while she was living. And they said, I know. I said, but she didn't get it. So her insurance paid $500 for my insurance she bought them. So that was her bail money. So, but the check come in Carrie's name. The Lava had it. Made like that. So Carrie did it. I said, well, I believe Lava knows she was making a mistake, but she couldn't get it. There wasn't nobody else here to get it. Carrie was the only one here to get it. I said, I reckon she felt like she shouldn't make it like that. Carrie got the check. She cashed it. She took $50 of the money and spent it. And that left $450 for the undertaker. And I guess again, that's only gone.
Well,
he's
lucky to get that.
I rent so, Mr. Meyer. But it's wrong. It's just wrong. Yeah, I mean, you know, when she went to the hospital. Well, Emma has some insurance on her. Well, for the time she was there, they say, the undertaker, the insurance man, agent, he paid Carrie $300 for the time. I don't know how many days she was there and what the paper number was. Anna said she didn't give her one dime to help with nothing. I said, well, where are you? Bessie said she done spent it already. I said, Emma said she didn't give her enough. Let me tell you something. I says, you know Emma's just like Carrie. So you can't believe everything she says. I said, I watched her conversation too many times. She'd tell you one thing now and say, you just keep it talking. Then she gonna tell it another way. I said, well, now, which is the way? Which is the right way?
Right there in the same conversation?
Yeah, right there. If you talk, just keep it talking. But you can't change it. When you get grown, you get a certain age, you got a chance to pick out your own route. Make yourself what you want yourself to be, as full as you're able to. You talk about, well, I didn't have a chance. You got a chance now. You still live. I'm so glad it does. Well, I'm glad I'm made just like I am. I'm trusting. I don't want nothing or nobody unless they give it to me. I'm not gonna steal it. If it ain't worth asking for, it ain't worth having, and you're no business with it. So, I tell them. That's how I work with what I tell. I say, now don't get much. I said, but I make out with that, because that's mine. I said, have a chance. But you see plenty of folks. They want to be what they never will be, Mr. Miles. They ain't got sense enough to be what it is. You know you ain't got much money. Well, eat according to your wages. Cause you might have to go to the doctor one day. You want a little something that can. Well now, if you gonna buy low-looking hens and hams and ribs and sausages and chickens and pork chops and all that kind of stuff, you ain't gonna have nothing. Because it don't take that kind of stuff long to eat up your money.
Oh, it goes fast.
And you don't need all that to eat. Get some for your Sunday dinner. All along through the week, eat what you can. We eat more bacon than we do anything. Bacon and eggs. We eat more of that. We eat that every morning. Bacon, grits, and eggs. We eat that long as it lasts. Well, when it get out, it's going to stay out a few days. You're going to eat something else. A little butter and grits. Eggs and things like that. Why you be full? All this kind of stuff. And now, as it now, Anna may have to go back to the hospital. Them boys just started to coming on her again. Sitting there, yet. But I just thought, sure. The doctor had killed her, but he didn't.
Now that $300 of that hospital insurance, mm-hmm. that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and he gave it to Gary.
Yeah.
She could have done lots out of that. She could have paid her bills or helped him. But Bessie said Anna said she didn't give her one dime. But I don't believe it. I don't believe that. I believe Carrie gave Anna something out of that money. All right. How did Anna know she had it? If she knows she had it, I believe she gave her some of it. You know, Carrie's devilish, all right. So is Anna.
I thought that at one time there, Anna, Miss Bessie, wanted Anna to stay up there with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they get to fussing so down there, Bessie, she's so, so good. So kind. She told Anna, Anna would tell Bessie, he's just about to run me crazy. Karen Arthur about to run me crazy. Bessie told her, so they'll come up to the house and stay with me some. Well, she comes up there and spend the day with Bessie. Plenty of times she's up there one day last week.
Oh.
Stayed all day with Bessie. Mm-hmm. She basically said this. She said, I told her, you can come up and stay as long as you want. And ain't nobody gonna bother. I said, she done been bothered so much, Bessie, she wanna be bothered. I said, she don't wanna stay up there. It's too quiet.
Too quiet.
It's too quiet for them. I said, she ain't used to that. I said, the next thing about it, I said, you can't take care of nothing but yourself. I said, you do well seeing after Bessie stumbling and falling down all the time. I said, you have Anna there. I said, if you fall, she can't pick you up. I said, you got to get up yourself like you usually do. I said, she won't be nothing to you but for you to cook and wait on and feed her. I said, that's all. I said, and she can do her own cooking. I said, if you do too, I said, you better lay down, stay on down there. She said, she say, she hate to leave Karen. She said, if it wasn't for Karen, she'd go back to Palm Beach and stay there. Then she could have something. I said, Bessie, I said, what is she going to stay in Palm Beach on? I said, she can't hit a lick. I said, nah, what's she going there for, the set? I said, whose house she going to sit in? I said, ain't nobody going to rent Anna no house. I said, she's at the best place out here where she don't pay no rent. Well, Liza and Mitt paid the rent years ago. It's already bought and paid for. I said, Liza, give them that. She gave Carrie and Anna that home and an acre of ground. And she sold that out. Well, Anna kept the deeds. She said she wouldn't give them to Carrie. Said she believed if she'd give them to Carrie, Karen Arthur would sell it. And she didn't believe Anna would sell it. She didn't want them to sell it. She wanted them to live on it. I said, yeah. I said, that's a good gift, Larson. She said, well, Karen helped me with Bubba. When Bubba was sick, she stayed here a long time and told me, and I promise myself that I was going to give them for an hour. If they would as long as live, they would have a home as long as they lived. I said, yeah, that's not. I said, it's nice. I said, it was nice for Carol to come and stay with you. And he was saying, it was so much nicer for you to give them a home. It's up to them whether they take care of it or not. But they had it. Didn't cost them nothing.
Well,
yeah.
Brown, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Jay's wife? Liza
mm-hmm.
Brown?
Mm-hmm.
That what you call her?
Yeah, that's what Jay is, a Brown.
Yeah. Where'd she come from?
Over here to our dam.
Is she as old as Jay?
No, I don't think so. I think he might be a little bit older than her.
Well, I haven't. I've just seen him once or twice, Miss Daisy, and
mm-hmm.
she talked like she was right jolly.
She is. Yes, sir. She talked just like what she is.
Just jolly and merry. If you wanted to have a good time, you all could just get together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't want to get along. You know, she's too jolly. for me. I just don't write. It's all right for her, but they no good for me and her. You see, she talks a lot, and then she wants to be big and let her tell it she have been and what she have done and what she do and what she'll take and what she won't take, and she's not gonna let nobody do this and that. I don't like that kind of stuff. Wait till time come and see. Is she gonna take it? Don't tell me, cause I ain't gonna give you nothing. Talk to the folks what you think. Well.
Well, now, you and these other people, you know, you and Miss Annie over here.
Oh, yeah.
You all just had a big time.
Have a good time. You mean Annie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been with Annie, Brown with her from time to time. Not so much visiting, but when we go to church, we'd visit that. When we go to work, we'd meet that. Well, Annie have always been just Annie in my place. Now, we talk, but we ain't talk nothing about fighting nobody.
Well, you all have big time, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes, we did. And we still do.
Yeah.
When we get together, talking about things past. Talk about Francis. Talk about
that rattlesnake.
Jinx.
Over
yeah, and all them kind of things.
Miss, whose rattlesnake was that?
When we get
Enfield. There's many fields, rattlesnake.
That's right. When we get through with that, we done enough. We ain't got time to say what I would do if so-and-so do so-and-so or say so-and-so to me. Folk up their mouth, tongue, and teeth. They say what they want out of it.
Well, doesn't Miss Liza Brown, won't she be?
She is a, well, you know, I never knowed her until she married Jake. Just before she married Jake, I knowed her when she was with her other husband, but I was just like I am now. I'd see her at church,
yeah.
And we'd visit that.
Well, she got that merry voice. She got that voice. It sounds so merry.
Oh, yeah. She's bossy, too.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. She's bossy. Well, you know, her first husband, he hadn't been buried long before her and Jake married. I think they said he'd been buried about 6 months when they married.
Where did she work?
Where did she work? She worked some for Miss Flora. That's where she'd been working. And then I think she worked there in the morning, and I think she had a job with somebody in McIntosh in the evening.
I don't know her.
You wouldn't know her if you saw her?
No, I wouldn't know her if I saw her.
Why, you saw her that time. I saw her, and she was so merry, I thought of Miss Daisy right then. As if they just get together, they'd have a big time.
Where was she at?
Well, it's just walking up the street there.
Well, I guess that's right. I did.
Yeah.
What? Just said. Her first husband, he was good. I would say. Well, I know this one is good.
Oh, Jake is a good.
Jake is a good man.
Oh,
I know that, cause I don't know how many years I've been knowing Jake.
Oh, really?
And he's been this same Jake.
But you never see him. He's always gone.
He was. He work all the time. But he's home now, I think. You know, he used to work. Oh, he wasn't home. He was in Orlando for a long time. But I think his health kind of failed. Well, you know, Jake is old. He ain't no baby.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he just got to where he wasn't able to do what he was. And he worked concrete work, buildings and things, street work and stuff like that.
Channel 1, end of Channel 1 right. This is the end of Channel 1 right. And a part of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, 23rd of March, 1971. Channel 1, the end of Channel 1 right. The end of Channel 1 right. Didn't quite finish it. I turned it over before I quite finished it. This and the part of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, 23rd of March, 1971. Channel 1 right. The end of Channel 1 right, and a continued part of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 23rd of March, 1971.